us grace, O Lord, to answer
readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ. I shall speak of it. You may be seated.
I have a call story. You have a call story. Every Christian has a call story, even if it's just simple and only Jesus' claim on you at your baptism. You are called. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ. You believe in God the Father. I believe. You believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe. You believe in God the Holy Spirit. I believe. Big deal. Big deal. James 2:19 and throughout the Gospel of St. Mark, even the demons believe, and they're not Christians. Your call as a Christian is not to believe, but to do, and to live a life of love and sacrifice because of what you believe about Jesus. What is a Christian? A Christian is someone who, because of believing certain things about Jesus of Nazareth, has promised and earnestly endeavors to live the life of Jesus no matter what, even if the life is the way of the cross, and even if it ends on a cross. If you did not know that, then know it now, know it this morning. If you never realized the depth of your contract with God, read the fine print and find out this morning, because you have promised and you are committed. Listen, most gracious God, we give you thanks for your tender love in sending Jesus Christ to come among us, to be born of a human mother, and to make the way of the cross to be the way of life. What is a Christian? You are a Christian. And by your life, you show day by day, hour by waking hour, you are showing another human being, someone you may know or you may never know who. You are showing by your life what Jesus is like, how to be like Jesus, who Jesus is, you. You are the image of God. And as a disciple, you are an apprentice Jesus. I look at you and I see God the Son. You look in the mirror and you see Jesus. You see one who, as an apprentice Jesus, is becoming all that Jesus is. Will you live that life? I will with God's help, you promise, but it started at your baptism. And so you cannot delay, you cannot put it off by saying, God never showed up to help me. Now, I love comic strips, including lifelong favorites and old memories that are way in the back of my mind. And in my lifetime, back in the 1940s, during World War II, there came out in the comics, and we had adventure comics of American war heroes. Now, if you remember those days, most of you don't, but there was Captain America, and there was Don Winslow, U.S. Coast Guard, and there was Wonder Woman, who flew up into the sky and stopped the propellers of enemy airplanes. This was the day before we had jets. There was Captain Easy, U.S. Army. And one I especially remember, Buzz Sawyer, ace Navy fighter pilot, and his white hat sailor sidekick, Roscoe Sweeney. And if you remember back, Roscoe had a sister, Lucille Sweeney. She was a college football star, too big and muscular and strong and tough to be tackled, knocking all defense players aside to run touchdown after touchdown. But with Buzz Sawyer and the Sweeneys, there were also the Squatleys, Ma and Pa Squatley, and their shiftless, no-count, good-for-nothing Squatley offspring, a pigpen family of old-fashioned white trash whose living conditions were lazy sloth, filth, garbage, flies, and clutter. Why am I telling you this? Because I remember one time Sweeney, visiting the Squatleys at their home, asked why the house and yard were always such a mess. And Moss quietly explained in self-pity, "Don't nobody never come to clean up for us." Which comes round to the baptismal question, will you? And your answer, I will if God comes to help. Now, Father Steve preached about this a year or two ago. It's no good saying God never came to help, because at your baptism, you became a temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives in you. God strengthens his divine presence in you every time you come to church and hear the gospel and pray the prayers, eat the bread, sip the cup of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And so your excuses fall flat. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ. What is the call and how? How do we follow? How are we to follow the call of Jesus? It's incredibly easy. The fine print, we're going through it in a minute, spells out for you line by line in your contract with God what your part is. You need a prayer book from the pew rack. Take out a prayer book and turn to page 302. It's different this time, page 302.